Welcome, K-State Nation. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Eddie Greer, the host of this other K-State podcast, where we cover not just only football and men's basketball, but all things K-State, from women's tennis to track and field, all everything else in between, K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas here, folks. We're right on into us another postcast from women's basketball down in Fort Worth. I gotta tell you, only K-State, right? Only K-State. Of course, the men's team did the same thing, losing to the two worst teams, right, in the Big 12. The ladies, this, if anything, this might have put a cap on any postseason hopes outside the Big 12 tournament, by the way. You lose to TCU. Not only that, TCU was 0-13 coming in here, or going down there. You're facing a TCU team that's 0-13, and you hand them a very early gifts of sorts, give them their first win of the Big 12 season. You could not keep them shut out. Quite frankly, basically the most disappointing loss by far. This goes to the top of the list here for Jeff Mini's team, falling to the worst team in the Big 12 Conference on the women's side by the count of 75-62, which was pretty much the storyline of this game. K-State shot the ball very poorly. The women's team that I'm referring to shot the ball very poorly in this game. There's just no way around it. Let's see. I was in and out of this game. I was watching NASCAR at the same time as this game was going on as well here. This was a chance for K-State to really kind of somewhat save a season, but this definitely glooms any of that. So the men's and women's basketball teams of K-State have lost to the worst teams in the Big 12, and particularly women's team handing TCU their first win. We're in late November now, and giving them a gift there as well in this ball game here. K-State came in here, went down there looking for their fifth straight win against TCU. That obviously did not happen. There, Gabby Gregory, short of 20 points. She did come up with 15 points. Jalen Glenn, another double-digit night, 13, while twin sister Briley at 11. And Eliza Maupin, this was overshadowed by a Maupin's, I believe that's her first double-double as a K-Stater, 10-10 as well. But they could not have no answer. K-State had no answer for Lucy Ibeth, who scored 21 off the bench. I was looking at this, like, where is this coming from? And sure enough, somebody off the bench went off. And that person was Lucy Ibeth, 21 points, 10 rebounds there. And senior for, I'm going to probably butcher her last name, Tara Mumilugia. Yeah, give it a shot. Tara M, we'll just say that, scored 16. That was terrible. 16 points for Tara M also as well. Bad start for K-State. Under 30% shooting in the first quarter there. And then, of course, K-State tried to dig themselves out of a hole, like we have seen them do time and time again this year. Used a 17-6 run there to get within a couple of points there, but TCU responded with a run of their own. You can't do that, especially with the worst team in the Big 12. And this TCU has been this team has been bad. TCU, I'm talking about. TCU, they've just been bad across the board. No sugarcoating on this podcast. You go down there and shoot to your competition pretty much there. K-State, yeah, this should be very ashamed of themselves for losing down there. There's just no way around it. And then they used another run in the third quarter, and then TCU just pulled away there in the game. There's no way around it in this game. It's just bad all across the board. Serena Sundell, number on her, this was her 60th consecutive start in her K-State career. Again, Serena Sundell is only a sophomore, folks. Yes, well, Briley Glenn started a career start 51. Her twin sister, Jaylen, started a career start 56. There's a lot of veteran experience there, but nothing really show for it. The scoreboard didn't show for it in this game. You go down there and lay an egg against the worst team in TCU. So, Gabby Gregory, 64th career game in double figures there. 23rd at K-State. There as well. Yeah, I was wrong on Eliza Maupin. This was her third time that she will. Hang on here. A second time. I'm double checking here. Well, in between two or four times. But anyways, I'm just going to read it. Maupin recorded her fourth career game with five or more boards in her second with 10 or more there as well. Yeah, I believe it's her double-double. I want to say that's the first time I've seen that. So, you know, locking the potential of Eliza Maupin came alive in this game there as well. But the TCU, you got to give TCU its due here. They made a game plan around Gabby Gregory and Serena Sundell. Again, pretty much the blueprint of what the men's outside of K-State trying to do with Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel, trying to force them in something that they can't do. And this is why, up and down the conference, Big 12 conference, that these teams adjust. Even the worst team in the league. Sorry, I'm calling what it is. But TCU, you got to give them credit for making their game plan, trying to stop Serena Sundell and Gabby Gregory. And they did just that. I'm going to go back. Serena Sundell, I haven't mentioned her numbers yet either. She had a very quiet game. 7 points and six rebounds. Had nine assists, though, during the game. Other points that was scored off the bench came from Emily Ebert with 6 points in the games. This can't happen. We've seen this a lot from Sarah Samasti. No points scored in 19 minutes of action there. 0-3 from 3. 0-5 from field goal range. This can't happen. This is like the fourth or fifth time that Samasti has came away from the game, from any game, whether it's from conference or from non-con with no points. I've got to go back and check that, but this got to be close to at least 5 that I've counted, that she scored nothing. And every time Samasti has scored what over double digits, K-State wins. But when she scores nothing, yeah, you don't win games like that whatsoever here. I covered everything. Yeah, Rebecca Dollinger, you get nothing from her in 5 minutes of action there as well. Yeah, Ibeth killed them. You take away half of that, you still got a shot to win this game. But when somebody goes off for 21, 9 of 14 from the field, and she had 4 fouls in this game off the bench. So apparently, TCU had something for K-State in this game. And K-State had, oh crap, they had nothing to answer for in this one. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast edition. The K-State women's basketball team lays an egg against the worst team in the Big 12 over the weekend and hands TCU their first win in conference play. Of course, why not, right? In this game here, and I'm going to close with a couple other thoughts here. Yeah, K-State now, they got to look forward to welcoming KU to the building on Wednesday night, the Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 2. K-State, the first time, lost to them on the road they lost to them the first time, as I go back here, in January by the count of 85-72 in that game as well. So maybe there's that, use that brain much magic here to try to take down KU on Wednesday night. And of course, the two teams are at the second half of the conference. KU is 6-8 in Big 12 play, and K-State is an ugly 4-10 in conference play. And now with that loss, K-State had any hope of getting in, swinging into the WNIT. That took a huge hit over the weekend, 15-12. Now, I had this team, even with Ayoka Lee pegged in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament, I don't think that's going to happen this year. You got to have some fun, right? But yeah, you got to be a little bit optimistic, right? Somebody has to be optimistic on this podcast. That's me on this podcast. But I think that loss right there pretty much sealed the deal there, giving TCU a slight glimmer of hope there for them. So, but you got to give TCU a lot of credit there, putting their defensive game plan, focusing their all their efforts on Sundell and Gregory, and it worked out. It worked out. So Jeff Meany had no had to be storing down the sideline all night long. So next time we see the Lady Cats in action, now has to go back and look at the schedule again. Wednesday night, 6:30 tip on ESPN Plus. That game will be here in Manhattan, Bramlage. So we'll see if K-State can have that magic again in Bramlage. It seems to be working the last couple years, and especially this year with big wins over Iowa State, and recently taking Baylor to the parking lot as well. So we'll see what happens there. We'd like to see K-State split this, but we'll see which K-State team, ladies team anyways, comes to Bramlage on Wednesday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, if you're new to the podcast, again, welcome on board. If you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that subscribe button and tell your fellow K-State friends about this podcast. And you can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. And also, you can check out the latest weeklies from this week and from last week. And make sure you listen to episode 145. Depending on how Alex is, there will be a weekly either way. So definitely make sure you check out for that. And there's going to be, I'm pretty sure, some hot takes in there, especially when Alex is back on here. I'm pretty sure he'll have some hot takes. I'm looking forward to hearing those, particularly with this loss here with the women's basketball team. That's going to do it on this postcast edition. Eddie Greer, appreciate you. Go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.